Good morning, everybody. 6:17, Mike and Casey in the morning. We were both on hand last night for the kickoff of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week at Restaurant X in Congers, and Rockland County Executive Ed Day was there to give us some advice about today's storm.
What I would tell the Rockland residents is this. This is not a first rodeo. We've been through a lot together. We all know that. I have to give a lot of credit to O&R. They've done an amazing job. When you look across the river and I see, you know, my colleague George Latimer, half of his folks are still out. I look at Mary Ellen O'Dell, who I saw at the NACO conference yesterday. 85% of people were out then. We're very blessed to have a tremendous utility here who does a job. And is it perfect? Absolutely not. But nobody's perfect. But I've been assured by O&R, I got a personal phone call from the president of the company this morning, that we recognize Rockland will have probably most of the snow. He assured me that crews will not be pulled here from Rockland County. As you know, Westchester is now having a challenge getting crews there because the residents are in hotels, and the hotels are now 3 hours away for the workers. That cuts their 13-hour day down to 7 hours when you factor in travel time. So it's making the challenge is even worse there. But what I tell Rockland County is we have great partnerships here in Rockland. We have a tremendous fire training center with command and control ability, and I'm the former NYPD executive. I recognize the ability and that we have here in Rockland. And when I work with these folks, we talk the same language. When there's an emergency, we're on the same sheet of music. So I would just tell people, we have your back. We have it covered. There may be some inconvenience. Please be prepared. Don't do anything silly like going out in a snowstorm. Stay home if you can. Make sure you have what you need. Not bread and milk necessarily, because that's what everybody runs out to get. Make sure you have gas in your car, for example. And if you have to hunker down, you hunker down. We have the roads are treated already. All the brush that was in our streams has been cleared in preparation for any potential flooding. So we've done everything humanly possible to be ready for this storm, and we will continue battling back in the protection of people of Rockland as long as it takes.
And where should they go for information if they're in the storm?
RocklandGov.com is the first spot you want to go to. If you're on Twitter, if you're on Facebook, we're on all social media platforms. Twitter is probably one of the better ones. It's immediate. We will have not only the county government page on Facebook running, but I have my page, Ed Day, also up, and we share information to the people. So we have transit alerts. You can sign up for transit alerts right now. Go to RocklandGov.com. Go to Transportation Department. Sign up for transit alerts. Folks who do that were not shocked when the ban came to us Friday, where buses and trucks couldn't go across the Tappan Zee Bridge. People went to work, didn't know how to get home, but with a transit alert, we're able to guide them back to the other side of the river in other ways. So I would encourage people to take advantage of all the things we've done over the past few years to be able to outreach to the people of Rockland County so we can deal with any kind of crisis and we can keep them informed.
And what will you be listening to in the morning?
WHUD, of course.
All right, Rockland County Executive Ed Day, thanks for all that information.
You know, the great information, it made so much sense when he said it, because this was such a big storm, people were without power a day, 2 days, they head for the hotel because they got kids or grandma or whatever they got. And then when the utility workers that were calling from out of town came in, they had no place to stay locally.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that was quite the situation. So we're making it through another storm. And if you know somebody who's been without power, we've got a prize pack for them coming up. 5 tickets to Okemo Mountain so they can have a great day, a family day, enjoying the snow.
Yeah, and which is something you can do if you plan it, right? 102.7 WHUD at 6:21. We got Sean Mendez now and traffic on the way at WHUD.